10 yes.
Okay.
All those opposed? Eight no.
All those abstaining?
Two abstentions. I have 10 yes, 8 no, 2 abstentions.
It doesn't matter. It failed. Right? We have 21 here.
No, wait, how many?
Oh, no, we have 20. Okay, may I please have the listeners may line up at the microphone, please. We'll have a discussion before we vote on the agenda. No, they can, not right now. There's a very small group. Just walk up to the mic, please, and stand behind Doug. Each? No. No. Okay. 1 minute per speaker.
How many speakers do we have?
Five.
A context for the weekend, which is the only reason I'm bringing this up. I heard the word junk science. Science in this universe was invented 150 years ago. It was called natural philosophy. I have a bookcase full of physics. Each and every one of those books is called theoretical. A man of my religion started the word chemistry and invented it. And that was less than 150 years ago. So my point is that we've got a five-station network, and if we think we can define what junk science is opposed to science, we're really wrong. It's a free speech issue, and I hope we hold the weekend that way, because otherwise we're all going to die with wires and tubes in us, and that's not the best way.
Thank you. Anyone else? Lawrence Reyes?
Yes, welcome to Los Angeles.
That was Doug Barnett, by the way.
I'm glad that the non-binding resolution has been put on the agenda for Sunday. I don't understand how anybody could humanely vote against it after a man that has spent 34 years incarcerated just for believing in the independence of a colony that has been a colony for over 500 years. Could actually not understand that. I don't get it. But the motion will be submitted to the chair as a resolution for the excarceration of long-held Puerto Rican political prisoner Oscar Lopez Rivera. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Israel Foyer from Los Angeles, one of the original KPFK volunteers. Worked with the founder of the station. I would hope there's more of a sense of timeliness and priority on the part of this board and our local boards, too. There are urgent things to be dealt with, and one of the main problems over the years and recently is the whole matter of factionalism. I don't need to say any more than just mention that word. You know what I'm talking about. Not a case of who's right or wrong. It's a case of, that we shouldn't have problems. Everybody has problems, every organization. It's how we deal with them. And if we can't deal with them on our own, and so far in recent years, in my opinion, we haven't dealt with them in a practical, functional, efficient way, then there are professionals, both within our listenership and outside, who are willing to help us in achieving a good dialogue, even debating, and the last resort, not that it's bad, mediation. To try to work out our common concerns and how to achieve them so we don't waste a lot of time. And in that connection, just a small point, too bad there aren't more listeners here, but to my knowledge, I heard not a single announcement on our radio station. I don't know about your other stations, but our bylaws say these meetings are supposed to be announced several times for several days before. That's aside from the matter of having a set time in the agenda for comments, which has been traditional in the past, which makes sense. So we can't undo everything at the last minute, but I say a sense of priority, a sense of urgency.
Your time, Israel.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to be talking about what's on your agenda, but what I'm talking about is what's on my agenda. I'm talking about, in response, this is from the National Finance Committee call on December 9, 2014. In response to a question, the CFO said he could probably start generating the 2014 financials once he got the 2013 balances. He said that financial records at KPFK, WBAI, and WPFW are not in good condition. The CFO said that right now his attention on the audits. He's hoping to get the documents needed so the auditors can restart the FY13 audit. By mid-December, the auditors are owed $70,000, and they want a partial payment of half that amount. New business, 9:47 p.m. Eastern Time. A discussion was begun on the issue of the actual cash flow situation throughout Pacifica. Most stations' budgets project a small surplus at the end of FY2015. But some stations have unpaid bills from FY2014 that are much larger than those surpluses. The CFO said he would send the committee aging reports and would send them the respective to general managers.
Okay, sorry. Thank you.
And can't be authorized to hiring more financial personnel. I know that KPFK is getting theirs in order. I'd like to hear more about WPFW and WBAIs.
Yeah,
and I thank everybody on the finance committee.
Yeah, we have a finance committee next.
My name is Rob Macon, and I want to welcome everybody to here to Los Angeles. What I like to see, because every time I go to the website, the national website, locals, I always hear bad news about audits and, you know, just terrible news. I like to see everybody in this board, this body, if you can come up with a way, if you can start getting the foundation to moving forward, paying bills and coming out of debt and lawsuits and things that's beginning to get to the point that's Pacifica's second name, you know, lawsuits and this sort of thing. So I like to see more of this, you know, which I'm going to run for the board for the fourth time, and hopefully I will get on the board and offer some solutions now. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Daniel Borgstrom. I'm from the Bay Area, KPFA. I'm a listener sponsor. And a lot of people have heard me probably say this before, but I was, you know, like there's a lot of listeners, I think, like myself, who are not born progressives. I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. I volunteered for the Marine Corps. I believed in it at the time. Now, people ask me, Daniel, why did you join the Marine Corps? The short answer is, where I lived, there was no KPFA, no Pacifica affiliate station, no KPFT, no WBAI. That's the short answer. And none of the affiliates. What I want to say is our network, Pacifica, am I out of time?
No.
Oh. Our network is really a strategically important thing, and that's obvious, I think, to all of us, and yet I so often see that acted upon as though forgotten. It is important. Am I running out?
Yeah, you're out of time.
Oh, okay.
Thank you
for hearing what I have to say.
Thank you for your comment.
Hello.
You're staying, aren't you? If all the listeners come back later, we will have another.
Yes, please.
Are we at time for the whole section?
Yes.
Okay, one more comment, please. And
okay,
then
thank you.
I
just want, I'm here as an immigrant and the Spanish language to support the programs, to stay in the Spanish program, because we are people that are in a struggle and we don't know, we don't have any more information than just be bombarded by the commercial stations, you know. So please help us. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to go to a vote on the agenda.
We have the last speaker.
Oh, we have one more? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. KPFK is a wonderful organization, Pacifica. I'm here today with some financial solutions. I will remain until the meeting adjourns. I look forward to meeting the individuals and sharing ideas. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so now we're going to take a vote on the agenda as amended. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the agenda is approved.
I'm going to have a heart attack.
Okay. So, minutes? Do we have any open session minutes? Okay, no open session minutes. So is there a report from the coordinating committee? Robert, you're the one that asked for this item. Did you have something in particular in mind? Wasn't it you?
No,
you sent me
mean?
Something? Okay, because
no,
I don't...
We talk about these.
I'm not on the coordinating committee.
No, I know that, but so I thought... So that was an error? Okay. So moving through the agenda. Wow. Okay, we're moving on to the finance committee report. The chair is Brian Edwards Teeger. Where would you like to... You want to speak? Where would you like to sit and speak?
Hawaii sounds nice. So I'm going to kind of try to give a big picture that will help frame our discussion going into the strategic planning session so we have a sense of some of the challenges we're facing and the trajectory we're on. And I think you're going to have much more granular detail in our finances up to the minute when national office staff give a presentation tomorrow morning. But I'll walk you through some of the numbers that our committee has been chewing over. I think maybe I'll start by running through the numbers I just crunched. So I wanted to give a big thanks to everyone who's worked to restrain our expenses up till this point. Margie Wilkinson, who served as our executive director on a volunteer basis for nearly a year, saving us more than $100,000. And Lydia Brazan, who worked to make this the cheapest Pacifica National Board in-person meeting that has happened in probably more than a decade. Has it come in at under $20,000?
Okay, yes. That's my goal. Let's see. Least expensive.
So by my calculation, we spend an average of 30 hours in a meeting when we hold one of these four-day meetings. And at the incredibly discounted cost of $20,000, that means every minute that we spend speaking costs $11 of our listeners' money. So keep that in mind every time you ask for a point of information, a point of order, or to be on stack and ask if there's any way that you could resolve your question by talking to someone in the hallway or sending them an email after the meeting. And is there a way to make sure we get more out of this meeting for our listeners than we take out of the network's bank accounts? So we've had financial information coming out of the office at an increasing rate and with increasing degrees of accuracy over the past several months, which is great. I'm going to start with the last completely audited figures we have, which are for fiscal year 2013. This is the worst year that I've been able to find for Pacifica on record. We ran a deficit of more than $2.8 million. There's three main things that seem to be driving that deficit. So the first was that this was the year that we stopped getting funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We got our first installment that year, but never our second installment. The second was that Superstorm Sandy hit WBAI at the very beginning of that fiscal year. It took the station off the air in the middle of a fund drive. The fallout from that presented incredible setbacks to station fundraising for much of the rest of the year. And in response, to slow down the bleeding, several board members and station management worked on a plan for sweeping layoffs at WBAI, which unfortunately generated a large one-time cost because their severance payments guaranteed by the union contract there. So that all lands in 1 year. In 2013, WBAI ran a deficit of $866,000. The third big driver was the national office. The national office almost always runs a surplus on paper because a lot of its income is in the form of IOUs from stations that can't pay their services. But in 2013, the national office managed to spend $810,000 more than it came in. The big areas where that happened were on temps and consultants and on legal fees. $320,000 on temps and consultants, $351,000 on legal fees. Now, fast forward to 2014.
That was 13. FY13.
That's right. So that runs from October 1st of 2012 to September 30th of 2013.
Those are as debts, not necessarily monies paid out.
That's correct. Yeah. 2014, what we have is preliminary unaudited financial statements, so they may change some. Now, in 2014, that $2.8 million deficit drops by quite a bit to $1.1 million, which is pretty good. In 2014, all our stations had been budgeting under the assumption that they would get their CPB money, that it was just a temporary holdup, and our CPB money at the time was roughly $1 million a year. So the deficit is not that much larger than the gap in funding from the CPB. There was a dramatic drop in the deficit at WBAI. So the station went from running an $866,000 deficit in 2013 to a deficit of only $150,000 in 2014. That's not sustainability, but that's a big improvement. The national office went from running a deficit of $810,000 to running a surplus on paper, doesn't mean the cash is in the bank account, of $341,000. It's a $1.2 million turnaround. And there were smaller improvements around the rest of the network. The only place that got significantly worse was KPFK, which ran a $600,000 deficit last year. I'll have more on that in a minute. I should say that of the improvement in the national office, about half of it is basically from a change in how we're doing accounting. We were no longer under contract with Democracy Now! By 2014. We had been accruing, that is, putting on our books, about $600,000 a year in expense to them for the fees we pay for the program. It's an obligation, not one we have paid for many, many years, but we've been putting it on our books. In 2014, our CFO, Raul Salvador, stopped accruing it and checked with Democracy Now! They've not been accruing it as money owed to them either, starting in 2014. The auditors may have a difference over that. But the other $600,000 of the turnaround at the national office, it's actually a change in how it's operating and its operating structure. There's minor savings on several other fronts, including the fact that we didn't have an election, which is a problem. It's a breach of our bylaws, and that we had fewer national board meetings than we had budgeted for.
Excuse me, what is the savings on not having the election? Do you have a dollar figure?
I'm sorry.
It depends which year that you use as your point of reference. Some elections have been more expensive than others, particularly when they generate litigation.
Madam Chair, point of procedure.
Yes.
Are we going to be taking questions during the report or at the end of the report?
At the end
of
the report.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
First obvious question, if we take stock on these 2 years, if we lost $2.8 million 1 year and $1.1 million the next, we did not start with that much money in our bank accounts. So where did it go? Basically, when we've run deficits, we finance them by not paying our bills. The first bill that most of our stations don't pay is their central services, the dues that they pay to the national office for operations. So we started this fiscal year, October 1st, 2014, with the stations collectively owing the national office over $6 million in back central services. The national office, in turn, has been doing two things. It's been operating with a smaller staff and a smaller footprint than it would if it was collecting all the money. But it also runs out of money and doesn't pay its bills. The national office opened this fiscal year, October 1st, 2015, with about $3.7 million in unpaid bills.
3.7.
This is the first day of 2015, the last day of 2014. I'm sorry if I misspoke. The lion's share of that money, thankfully, is owed to Democracy Now! And Amy Goodman has been an incredibly, incredibly lenient creditor to Pacifica. We've, to my knowledge, never gotten even a threatening letter, nor a threatened lawsuit, which is not the case for many of the other places that we've owed money in the recent past. So when we're putting together budgets for 2015, which this board approved, we found ourselves with a conundrum. We hadn't gotten our funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for a year and a half. We're still hoping to restore it, but we're dealing with a network that is completely broke. And found ourselves having to walk a very fine line between making cuts that could permanently hurt the network's ability to operate and raise money going further. Some places have already cut to the bone. And living with our means and ensuring that we'd have enough money to pay the bills if it was a while before that CPB money came back. What we wound up doing is approving budgets that had very tight margins. You know, it would be considered a best practice in budgeting to have a lot of padding on the bottom line. The budget's a plan, so you plan to run a surplus, to have a reserve at the end of the year. And most of our units did not do that. And that meant we had to monitor budgets very closely after they were approved. And by January, it had been clear where problems were coming up in some of the station's budgets. You'll recall that this board passed several crisis management measures to address those. So at my station, KPFA, for instance, we frequently, because we've for about 25 years been running a planned giving program, encouraging longtime supporters of the station to put people in their wills, we frequently get large gifts when longtime supporters die. But they come at unpredictable intervals. The station budgeted the average amount it gets from that, about $200,000 per year, and spread it out evenly over 12 months at $18,000 a month. That's not how bequest money comes in. And unfortunately, the state was counting on that cash coming in at the rate of $18,000 a month, which made for some very close calls around the winter holidays. This board directed KPFA station management to put together a plan for making $250,000 in cuts to expenses so that it could create more wiggle room, more breathing room while it was in that situation. I think you probably have more details on this on the report from KPFA's manager, which is in your board pockets. KPFA's management took that to our union, convinced the union to vote through a cheaper health care plan. Saves the station $45,000 over the course of a year. They delayed some hires. The positions are filled on an interim basis but without benefits. They've started consolidating some part-time positions as people leave them. One position that was just abandoned was broken up. The duties were broken up into extra hours that were given out to three people who were already on payroll, with a net savings of about $18,000 in benefits from that position. And my understanding is that management gave Pacifica a plan for more sweeping cuts. And when they were on the brink of putting that into motion, we got notified that we were about to get checks from two separate estates totaling $950,000. KPFA has also been pursuing a couple new fundraising initiatives. So our management ran an Indiegogo campaign that brought in an extra $10,000. They're creating a summer version of our crafts fair, which they are hoping will net an extra $30,000 for our budget. And they've started major donor outreach. The bottom line is KPFA has a lot of money in its bank account right now. It's let us get completely caught up on what we owe to the national office. It's what's kept the national office out of crisis up until this point, because there's a lot of other places that are not paying. KPFT we looked at, and KPFT is a station that has generally exercised great restraint with its spending and cut its spending swiftly when its revenues fall short. And they've been coming in generally over the course of this year about 20% short of their fund drive goals, which is a problem. And after having a conversation with their treasurer and their management, it seemed like there was a big problem there that was fixable, which is that the transmitter is operating at about one-third of KPFT's licensed capacity and frequently going down to lower power than that. If they're reaching less people than they could, then during fund drives, they're going to be raising less money than they could. The problem is, because they're raising less money than they could, they can't afford a new transmitter. You'll recall this board passed a resolution about national fundraising for KPFT's transmitter replacement and suggesting, directing that windfall incomes should go towards that in the form of an internal loan in the network. I'm pleased to report that KPFA has cut KPFT a check for $100,000. That has allowed KPFT to order the transmitter that it will need. John Amella was telling me they expect it to arrive in about 30 days. Maybe a little bit more. And there's still some money left to raise to do all the improvements to the facility that houses the transmitter, but that's now on track. KPFK, the budget there was built on the assumption that the station would be able to increase its fulfillment rate, that is, the percentage of people who pay their pledges, from 80%, which is kind of a historic average there, to 90%. They had just switched to using a call service to take their pledges. And as they were looking at the very preliminary results from that, it seemed like more money was coming in from their fund drives. A couple months later, it was clear that although money was coming in faster because they were getting the bills out faster, they were not getting more money. In other words, the percent was not going up. And on that basis, the Finance Committee asked this board, and this board asked KPFK to come up with a plan for cutting $250,000 in annual spending. KPFK did not cut its spending. In the first 6 months of this fiscal year, KPFK has overspent its budget by nearly $250,000. Went over budget by nearly $50,000 on the phone system. By $40,000 on salaries. $50,000 on something called marathon expenses, which I believe is call services. $41,000 on advertising, which is principally a billboard campaign. And KPFK has been trying to backfill this by extending their fund drives and increasing the number of fund drives. They had an emergency fund drive in April, but that clearly has not been sufficient. My station, KPFA, had to wire money to for KPFK's payroll in the middle of May while they were in the middle of fundraising. WBAI is still bleeding money. They're bleeding less than they were in 2013. But they're still not able to pay their central services to the national office. WPFW in the first 6 months of this year was basically, they were very close to their budget. I've heard their last fund drive came up significantly short, and they've had trouble funding their health care benefit payments to the national office over the course of the past couple months. The figures I've seen are not up to date enough to reflect that yet. The Pacifica Radio Archive had basically a failed fund drive last fall. They had a two-day fund drive that was supposed to raise $150,000. They raised half that. And on that basis, the National Board, when it was approving budget crisis motions, asked them to find a way to either raise another $9,000 a month or cut $9,000 a month in spending. That has not happened yet. The archive was also budgeted to do another network-wide fundraiser in April. That did not happen. So that's another $75,000 in income they were counting on that will not appear. all of this has put the national office in an extremely difficult situation because all the stations that are facing troubles are falling behind on their dues to the national office. And right now, for instance, Pacifica's auditors are asking us to finish paying them for the last audit before they start the next one. I understand there's some dickering over the bill, but
they've discounted it slightly.
They have discounted it slightly too.
Yeah, $65,000.
To $65,000.
From roughly 70.
Yeah. So if you take a bird's eye view at how we're doing in the first 6 months of fiscal year 2013, 2015. Thank you. As a network, we look good. We're outperforming our budget by nearly $500,000. And were we to meet our budget goals, that would entail a surplus, an operating surplus of $425,000. The problem is that that hides real weaknesses within the organization. I mean, right now the archives and KPFK are in crisis. Many of the expenses we've saved on are things that we saved on by delaying. We still have to pay them. We still have to pay for an election that we were budgeted to have earlier this year. We still have to pay for an audit that we were budgeted to have earlier this year. So these are deferred expenses, not money we really saved. And we have an immense backlog of old bills, unpaid bills that we were paying off in installments on payment plans, sometimes as part of legal settlements from creditors that filed suit against us over the past couple years, who Margie had to negotiate payment plans with. So at this point, the consequences of defaulting on those plans if we don't have enough cash on hand is really severe. And the final thing I'll say, just kind of subjectively as someone who works on air and plays a big role in the fund drives at my station, and this seems to be reflected in every station's experiences, it is getting harder and harder for us to raise money on air. I think we all, to varying degrees, coped with the loss of CPB funds by extending fund drives to squeeze a little bit more out of our listeners. And we have all, to varying degrees, hit a wall of diminishing returns where we're driving people away because fund drives are not that fun to listen to and because they go on that long, too long. And that means that there are fewer people left listening the next time we ask for money. And if we do not break that downward spiral of extending fund drives and diminishing returns in the near future, it's taking us to a very bad place. So that's where we are. Okay. From the figures we've seen on the Finance Committee, I'll take questions now.
Thank you. Okay.
Comment for you.
Oh, okay.
Brian, thank you for that. Brian, thank you for that report. It's an excellent summary. I just want to very, for just a second, doubly emphasize what Brian was saying about the 2014 audit. We need to pay that bill to Armanino immediately so that they will get the 2014 audit underway. The 2014 audit, now that we have 2013 done, is a huge part of getting us back into CPB's good graces. So, I mean, it's a jigsaw puzzle that has so many pieces, but if we want our CPB money back, partially restored, we have to get that 2014 audit done. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll take a stack from the board. Are we at time for the whole item?
Yes. Yeah,
okay, can someone please move to extend?
Move to extend for 10 minutes.
Second.
How many people plan to ask questions? Raise your hands so we can put the 20. Okay. Who said 20? Who moved 20? Benito? Anyone second 20?
20.
Okay. Rodrigo's hand went up, so we'll use Rodrigo. Okay. And okay. Pete's first.
Yeah, Jim. I'm taking the stack. No, I'm talking about second.
Okay, the stack. And can Brenda, do you have enough to read who's on the stack?
Yes. So I have Pete, Rodrigo, Carolyn, Jose Luis.
Sorry,
Mike.
I can't hear her.
I apologize. Pete, Rodrigo, Carolyn, Jose Luis, Janet Coburn, and George. And I probably missed a couple other. Okay. Teresa and Benito.
Okay. Pete.
Brian, first I wanted to thank you for this overview
and for all your work on the Finance Committee. This is incredibly helpful information to get. And also to second what you said about what Margie's done for the past year. I know WPFW, we're very grateful. Not only a huge savings, but really helping to get a focus on these things. And I agree, John, with what you said, that just scraping money together to find to pay the auditors so that we can get CPB what it needs, so we can get that funding released, because that would be a huge benefit. And the pledge drives going longer is we're getting a smaller and smaller audience year after year. So that is something we're going to have to look at, alternative fundraising and also trying to figure out how to boost audience. But the question I wanted to ask you, Brian, if you could briefly touch on how much as a network we're spending on salary benefits, salary and benefits. I think it's like $7, $8 million a year. And for those of us, you know, you're on air, so you know how difficult it is to raise money. I go and answer phones. That's a lot of $50, $100 pledges. And what steps need to be taken? Because if we're not bringing in the, you know, that's a lot of money to start off the bat. And what can we do to reduce that? We're all for the worker and, you know,
time
pro-union. But we also have to be for the network, and that's a huge deficit to begin with. So I just wanted your thoughts on that. Again, thanks for all your work.
Well, as a network, in the first 6 months of this year, we spent a little under $3.4 million on salaries and benefits. $3.372 million in 6 months. And that is out of total expenses of $6.4 million in 6 months. So, yeah, it's a big chunk of our budget. I think this is the kind of question that you really have to deal with on a granular level at each station, because there are many, many types of positions that it costs us more than it saves us to leave unfilled or to cut. And we've certainly gotten ourselves into trouble with ill-considered cuts before. I can speak from some of the like non-disruptive ways we've been able to save money at KPFA. We got ourselves into a situation where we have a lot of part-time employees with full-time benefits. When we realize that's a problem, then we're able to start, as positions turning over, restructuring the organization, saying instead of hiring another half-time person whose benefits cost more than their pay, can we redistribute their responsibilities by giving out extra hours to other people and get the same amount of work done with less money? Something else we did at KPFA in a prior round of cuts, which is also available to KPFK here, is that the state of California has what's called a
extended time.
Well,
yes,
I mean, his
personal time.
Yeah, his personal time.
But he's just responding.
Okay, go ahead.
It's called a work sharing program. It's a program that the state of California has to create an incentive for employers to not lay people off. And if basically what it means is if you reduce people's hours across the board, the state will tap its unemployment fund to pay them half the difference, to pay them to help stick around and to pay you to not lay people off entirely. It's a fantastic program. It's a way to put public dollars to work for Pacifica. And it spreads the pain out in a way that tends to unify people rather than turn them against each other, which is what full-bore layoffs tend to do. When I look at these numbers, I'm surprised to see how much KPFK spends on thank you gifts, on premiums. In past years, you know, my radio station raises about the same amount of money from fund drives as KPFK does, but they spend, in past years, have spent triple what we do on premiums, as much as $500,000 in a year. So the difference between what they do and we do is more than what the national board has asked KPFK to figure out how to cut. And that's a cut that does not require laying people off. So You know, I think when you get down to a granular level and you have to do it on a station-by-station basis and, again, assess what parts of the station are worth more than they cost and which parts aren't, that's how you make the decision. But I think the point is that's a conversation that every station has to be having as we start our budgeting cycle for the next year.
Thanks. We have Rodrigo, Carolyn, and Jose Luis.
Well, thank you, Brian, for the detailed description of the situation. It's really good to know, you know, even though it's not good news, but it's good to know that, you know, the real situation, because we have a lot of stuff, you know, going back and forth, and it's too difficult. Some people say, well, no, we're doing good, and this is the way to solve it. You know, some of us were really opposed to these calling centers and everything, especially because they were linked to some Minutemen organizations, you know, that actually they could not prove that they were not linked to them. I even asked them, you know, directly to management, you know, if, you know, these calling centers, you know, did have any link to the, you know, racist organizations, and they didn't say no. So, but so I was hearing that you say we got a $600,000 deficit the last fiscal year. And but one of the reasons that you were calling out was the salaries. And now, how can you explain a little bit more in that sense, you know, which salaries? I mean, like more people were paid, they were paying themselves more. How is that? Because I think we had a freeze on the hiring. We were not supposed to hire nobody, right? And then so I don't know if it was just an increase of their own salaries
time.
Or that. Can I just finish very, very fast? And the other question has to do with the CPV. Due to what and how, you know, what are the steps that we need to take in order to regain, you know, the CPV funding?
We need the audit.
The audit.
The CPB regulations require an annual certified independent audit of each public broadcasting station that gets CPB money. Once we get our audit up to date, and then, of course, then we have to start on 2015, be planning for it so it doesn't get behind next spring. But that's what CPB is looking for. They will not even allow me to certify a document right now. I talked with the head of grants at CPB because I was being brought on as the new signatory for Pacifica. They said, fine, you're in the system, but you can't sign anything until your audit information is brought up to date. Even CPB is not even letting me sign something until we get this audit done. It's that serious.
And, Brian, you want to update on the letters from CPB also about listener?
Okay, so I'll start with your question about KPFK salaries. So the deficit was $600,000 in 2014, and in the first 6 months of 2015, KPFK overspent its budget by $250,000. The overspending on salaries was only $40,000 of that, and I don't have the detailed information to tell you how that happened. It could be one of two things. It could be that the station made some unauthorized hire or unauthorized raise, or it could be that the station miscalculated how much salaries could be. Misbudgeting can always be the explanation. And that's easy enough to sort out, but I don't have the answer for you right now. On CPB, so the reason we got suspended from CPB in the first place was because they audited us and determined that we were not in compliance with their open meeting requirements for how we post and announce notices of the meetings of every board, local board, advisory board, and committee in the system. And we did not address their concerns fast enough to stay in CPB's good graces. We think we've addressed their compliance issues. At least we've submitted paperwork that seems to address all their issues. The problem is now we have to get back on schedule with the audits. Had we been able to fix that open meeting notice a few months earlier, then 2013's audit would have been sufficient to get the money flowing again. Wow. So our deadline, the longest extension we can get for the audit is June 30th. For the 2014 audit. And if we do not have an audit in by June 30th, then after that point, our grant amount will be reduced for every day we're late. So it'll be reduced by 1/365th per day So very quickly, every delay in the audit will be something that's literally costing us money. I don't know, because CPB has a pot of money from Congress that it divides up among all the stations that are eligible each year. So depending on how many other stations are eligible, the amount of money that we get fluctuates. And it also fluctuates according to our listenership and our non-financial federal support and whether we qualify – a given station qualifies for minority station status, as well as a few other factors. So you can't say for certain how much money would be due. I can tell you that KPFK is – been notified by CPB that it will not be getting any money in the future because its audience numbers are too low. So that light is not at the end of the tunnel for this station.
The other light that maybe the oncoming freight train in the tunnel is the real question about the survival of CPB. I mean, the 2016 election is going to be critical to this country for many, many reasons, but critical to public broadcasting for the fact is that if, God forbid, the Republican congressional majority is duplicated with the presidency, i.e. all three branches occupied by the Republicans, CPB will be defunded and will be dead. And that is an absolute certainty. As it is, CPB survives year to year because of the CR, the continuing resolution, because of the deadlock on developing a budget, the continuing resolution contains money for CPB. Otherwise, it'd be gone.
Okay. Who's next?
Next on the stack is Carolyn, then Jose Luis. And we have 8 minutes left on this agenda item.
Thank you. I am concerned about a few items longstanding, which you probably haven't had time to address, but I just wondering about your priorities on them. One of them is a long-term attempt that we never implemented to consolidate banking across the network. Our banking fees are extraordinary at each station, and we need one bank. That effort was abandoned, I think. Someone was forced to abandon that. But another issue is self-dealing salaries. I really would like to see people's ability to give themselves raises.
No one can
we'll talk about that another time, but yes, it happens, and it has happened, and we know about it.
Sorry, I really can't, as the new executive director, that statement needs to be justified because I think it's a slur against a lot of people. I don't know of any case where a person can give him or herself their own raise without the approval of this board or the supervisor.
Well, perhaps you're correct. You probably don't know about any occasion. another issue is I find strange business managers, that each station does not have its own business manager and we're sharing services. I don't know how that's working out. Another problem that I think could be addressed is the separate
time
contracts we all have with the database system. We have five. That really needs to be consolidated. I think we could save a lot of money there. So I hope that those are in your priorities. Thank you.
To answer your questions real quick, the total bank fees paid in the network over the first 6 months of this fiscal year were $55,000 out of total spending of $6.4 million. So we could spend a lot of time consolidating our bank accounts, and if we achieved a fantastic discount and cut them in half, we'd only be saving $25,000 network-wide.
That is not the point, though. The consolidation of bank accounts would give greater control and greater accountability to the national office to avoid a lot of the problems that have cropped up over the several past years. So that's the main reason for consolidation. It's not – it'll save some money, but to get accountability and better control is really the important issue.
Okay, who's next on? Did you have? You can raise your hand.
So,
wait, Brian, were you through?
Well, the only other thing I would say about your business manager's question, Carolyn, is that this is something that Pacifica actually experimented with over the past several years, was when business managers left or were fired, not replacing them and outsourcing their work to accounting personnel at other stations. or in the national office. And I have to say that every one of those stations where that system was set up, the books have been a complete and total disaster. There have been poor controls on spending. The managers don't seem to understand or feel accountable for the finances of their stations. They're in the dark about how they're doing, and those have been the stations where we've had serious problems with our audits. I mean, I think there's real value in having the person who's keeping the books being the one who's in the station seeing where the checks are going to and understands that because they ask the right questions on the front line.
Okay. No, okay. We're moving on. Jose Luis?
Okay. So I hear everything that's been said, and I understand what's been said, and I have a motion. I move that the executive director prioritize as the first order of business to implement the PMB budget cuts for Pacifica Archives, KPFK, KPFA, and WBAI and WPFW, and report back to the PMB within 30 days the steps taken.
Wait, can you do that again?
And can you email it?
I emailed it.
Yeah, but I don't have
So move that the ED prioritize as the first order of business to implement the PMB budget cuts for Pacifica Archives, KPFK, KPFA, WBAI, and WPFW, and report back to the PMB within 30 days the steps taken.
I want to ask Brian a question. So we had motions on all of the stations. You had mentioned the motion regarding KPFA, which was mitigated because of the bequest. But is that motion still something that you would like to see followed through on?
Well, what the Pacifica Board asked for was not actually cuts. It was plans for cuts. We wanted management to start planning at each of these stations.
Okay, so you have that.
What's that?
The plan?
No.
Well, Margie can speak to it. We told stations to submit plans to her.
My brain, my memory.
Well, can we see? Is there a second? I mean,
yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry. I have a question. Point of information.
No, is there a second?
Benet.
Oh, thank you.
I'm asking for. Are all the stations included plus the units? I didn't listen. I didn't hear all the stations.
Pacifica Archive. No, I don't think we had any one for KPFT. KPFT did not have a.
I don't think W had any cuts.
Yeah.
And neither did W. I don't think.
Right. W didn't have cuts.
Wait, Brian can speak to that because I'm on the finance.
And I would say, in KPFA's case, the circumstances that we were responding to, which is the fact that bequests weren't coming in. Mm-hmm. Has been addressed.
Yes,
I know that.
I think the station has to have a separate conversation about what's a sustainable level of budgeting, but it has enough money in its bank account right now to do that through the normal, have that conversation through the normal budgeting process, not through fast and hard cuts.
Point of information?
Yes, Serene.
I'm sorry, can you repeat the units that you mentioned? I can't
Pacifica,
access my email
Pacifica
suddenly.
Pacifica Archives, KPFK, KPFA, WBAI, and WPFW.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to join the stack.
Okay.
Point of procedure, stack? Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Adrian.
Please, it's very important for us to identify ourselves because we know each other and we say our first name for listeners that are in our station, they don't know who's talking. Please, before speaking, identify yourself. Thank you.
Point of information.
Yes.
For Jose Luis's, this is Pete from WPFW. For Jose Luis's motion, I heard WPFW, so what cuts are these? Right.
Well, first of all, is there a second before we can't?
Seconded
you seconded it?
It.
Okay, go ahead, Pete. Okay.
Yeah, right. Station was
okay, that. That's all right. That's, once it's seconded, then we can have this discussion. Go ahead, Pete. That was it? And one more thing. Tony, can you take over his chair? We've lost our Wi-Fi. I have to go check on it.
Sure.
So we have 20 seconds left on this agenda, and I'll let you know who's on the stack. I have been keeping an eye out. So we have Janet Colbert, Teresa, Benito, Adriana, Jim Brown, and Janet Cohn.
I'm sorry, did you say me?
No.
No, I did not.
Oh, I did ask her.
So,
but, no, but that's
no, and then I asked one. Yeah.
Okay, then I missed one or the other.
I move to extend 20 minutes.
Second. We got it. There's been a motion moved 20 minutes. I guess we need to extend time. Is there objection to that?
To what? How many?
Extending 20 minutes.
How many people want to speak?
We have a motion and then...
Okay. So no objection to extending 20 minutes? Okay. I think you had a point of information. Jose Luis, were you going to address that?
What was the question?
Yeah, I had a question, and that was, on your motion, it seems like it's, what exactly are these cuts or proposed cuts, and I was talking WPFW specifically, but more broadly.
Well, the PMB, and at the suggestion of the Finance Committee, when approving each station's budget, had particular writers or requests from each of the station to submit plans to reform, well, to do some budget cuts, and that, to my understanding, at least with the archives, has not been implemented or done. They're not saving $9,000 a month. The KPFA and KPFK also had similar requirements, and PFW, I thought they also had similar requirements. With some exception that Benito had passed the motion that the union folks be considered and that management be cut as well.
Jose Luis, as you were speaking, Brian and Mark, you were saying no as far as PFW.
Yeah, we didn't pass anything on PFW. It might be a good idea to take a hard assessment of PFW in the wake of this failed fund drive, but the board hasn't and the Finance Committee hasn't till this point.
Point of information.
Janet Kay, point of information. Could everybody listen to the speaker?
Okay. So the motion talks about implementing the PNB budget cuts for Pacifica, et cetera. So there were PNB budget cuts, or was it National Finance Committee?
But no, the board approved it with the budgets.
This is Serene.
Okay, so that's what I'm asking. I'm specifically using the term budget in this motion. Budget cuts.
This is could we just address, Margie, could you address what the...
What we passed was a order, I guess, or a demand that that the stations who were having problems, BAI, K and I think KPFA at the time, develop plans that would result in budget cuts, and that the plans had to be submitted to the PMB. That's what it meant.
National management.
Oh, to national management. I'm sorry, to national management, and that hasn't happened. And you know, we can. I don't particularly want to talk about the particulars of some of this in open session, but I will say that I made serious efforts to get people to come up with plans, and that it was there were problems. Okay.
Okay. Did we have a stack on this?
Yes, we did.
Who was next on?
So the next person on the stack.
Could you please get on mic? We're getting
emails. So we actually have a new stack.
So can I motivate it?
Give me 1 second so I can explain if people need to get onto a new stack. So we had an original stack for the Finance Committee, and now we are discussing the motion. So if you would like to be on the stack for the motion presented by Jose Luis, go ahead and raise your hand, and I will put you on the stack.
I have a point of order about the motion.
Yes, what's your point of order, Serene?
Okay, so the language, I'm as close as I can get. The language was to implement the PNB budget cuts. But since what the PNB recommended were plans to make budget cuts, we haven't actually approved any cuts. We said K had to do 250, A had to do 250, the archives had to do, who's on archives with me? Is it like 9,000 a month or something? And BAI had to come up with a plan if it didn't meet its budget or improve its something towards its budget. I'm sorry, I don't have the language right here. But so the language of the motion would have to be modified to reflect that.